and welcome to MFR Farming for Friday. I'm Richard Jones. And today the news is that the cost of inputs, that's the items that farmers buy to run their farms, are rising faster than the price of the food they produce. The facts have come from a survey carried out by the cooperative Anglia Farmers, who point out some staggering price increases faced by farmers over the past 12 months. Fertiliser costs are up by 38%, fuel costs are up by 25%, seed costs up 22%, animal feeds up 12%, and machinery and repairs up 16%. Now remember, that's just over a 12-month period to August 2011. The average for all farm inputs is over 13%. Now that's a huge figure for any industry to take on board. And bear in mind, that's double inflation, which currently stands at around 6.5%. And for 5 years in a row now, it's been the case that producing the food has outstripped the selling price. And to me, it's no wonder we're seeing more examples of big agribusinesses springing up with big units for cattle, pigs and poultry, as well as combines capable of cutting hundreds of acres a day. And talking of combines, my guest today is Simon Barry. He's chief executive of Farmers Co-op Highland Grain. He's here with his assessment of harvest 2011 so far.
We've cut about 25% of the spring barley so far, but by this time last year we'd cut about 38%, and so it's a bit of a struggle. And the reason seems to be that the crop is not yet ripe. There are many farms who haven't started yet and others who have finished completely, and this does reflect the difference in sowing dates, because we had quite a lot sown in March and then the bulk of it sown in April.
And what's the story so far, nitrogen-wise and yield-wise and all the rest of it?
It's been very good, to be honest. The summer that we've had, or lack of it, seems to have been to the benefit of the crops, and the quality is excellent.
And what sort of yields are we seeing?
It does vary, obviously, but the earlier farms who sowed in March seem to be getting yields of between 2.6 tonnes an acre to 3.1 tonnes an acre on spring barley, which is excellent. The oilseed rape, too, has done very well, and we estimate somewhere between 1.5 tonnes and 2.2 tonnes per acre. And the higher end of that scale is exceptional.
And next week, Simon will be giving us his assessment on the all-important price of that grain. But that's all for this week. Do have a good weekend, and let's hope for some sunshine as well. I'll be back Monday, 6:14, 12:40, with more MFR Farming.